They catch murderers with them, Lee, rapist, and in the upstate, a guy who thought it'd be a good idea to shoot a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
And at least for now, in Greer, they're unplugged, they're flock cameras. People are very divided on this issue in this audience. But I think it's interesting, one of the upstate's largest cities, obviously, Greer. That's how Fitz News describes it anyway. Temporarily suspended its flock safety license plate reader system. And that's, of course, after two employees at Greer PD were caught using it as their own personal search database. Not supposed to go in there and follow people around.
Yeah, that's frowned upon, to say the least.
Yeah. So they say for now they have suspended the license. They've even gone so far as to go out, you know, in the town limits of Greer and cover up the readers. So there's like, you know, people are assured that no, they're not on. They're definitely not on. They're covered up. It's how freaked out people are by these things. Yeah. And it's just the mounting privacy concerns with it. And City Administrator Andrew Merriman said public trust and safety are of paramount importance to the city. Now, this isn't permanent. They are doing a 90-day suspension of the flock system. And they let it be known that before that even happened, like, you know, the whole Greer PD, all city employees were blocked from accessing the flock system in any way. So even though they didn't have it covered up, they shut it down.
Well,
what do you think about this?
Not to
put you on the spot.
No. I've got a definite opinion on this because I think the horse done left the barn a long time ago. If you think about it, in your pocket or your purse is something that gives you much more detailed your information to many more sources. It's that phone, that cell phone, your car. If you have a car that is connected in any way to the internet, which many are these days, that information is available there too. Then, and in fact, the manufacturer of that car could actually turn things off if they wanted to or were asked to by law enforcement. So I understand and appreciate and am empathetic with the right to privacy, the so-called right to privacy in a public area issue that folks have about that. I get that. And there is the threat, and we have seen it, where this can be misused by people, members of law enforcement that are abusing their authority. But, you know, they do audits of these systems. These people generally get caught and get fired or, you know, jailed or whatever. But the benefit to me, and I'll probably get, you know, grilled on your text line for saying this, but the benefit right now to me outweighs the negatives.
There's got to be a way to ensure that only our sheriff's department, only our police department has access to these.
But I don't think it'll happen. So,
see, I just get frustrated because every year the FISA court produces a report of illegal, unauthorized accesses of the NSA spy database. And there's usually somewhere between 500,000 to 1,000,000 of those. Every one of those is it's a crime. Mm-hmm. It's illegal, but it's never prosecuted.
Yeah.
I had Rand Paul on my show one time. Senator Rand Paul was back in Charleston. And first of all, people don't understand about the system. Oh, no, they're following me. They know where I go. Well, yeah, but if you turn the flock cameras off, guess what? Federal government still knows everywhere you go if you take that phone with you.
Right.
So, and I'm more afraid of the federal government spy system, quite frankly, because while it doesn't photograph my license plate reader, it catches every keystroke. Mm-hmm. It knows everything in my bank account, every transaction that I have, every digital aspect of me, 100%. It knows everywhere I go, everyone I talk to. If I type a nasty comment in and then I never hit send, it knows my keystrokes. Everything I do is not a secret from the government. It's all stored. And when I talked to Rand Paul, Lee, and we were talking about, he volunteered. He said, yeah, that's just one of five programs. He said, I can't tell you what the others do.
Yeah.
So yesterday I had a guy say, well, I can put my phone in a bag. I forget what they're called. Like, it'll block the signals.
Faraday bag or something.
Yeah, Faraday bag. Yeah. That's it. And he said, I'll just put it in a bag. I put it in a bag when I drive. And then the government won't know. I'm like, well, when you get where you're going, do you take it out? Okay, well, they know. They know everywhere you go. If you take it out to use it, they may not know the route that you took to get there unless they have a way to hack that, which I wouldn't be surprised if they're still collecting it, right? Because four other programs we don't know about. Yeah. And I guarantee you one of those programs is listening through that phone. It's got to be, right? If there's four others. Well, I mean, how many things are left for it to do?
Well, they were doing it on landlines for decades.
Yeah. And then, so we have this scandal every year, and every year a few members of Congress get uppity about it. And Matt Gaetz used to be one. He did a good job of screaming and yelling at the FBI. You had FBI agents that were just checking out their dates, people they wanted to date. Think about that level of intrusion. That's not just, oh, you were at the Publix at noon again, getting your donut fix or whatever it is you do there. You know what I mean? Not my business. No, no, no. Here's every detail. Think about this. Every detail, every personal intimate detail of your last relationship with your boyfriend. Because guess what? You texted each other all the time.
Well, you know, as far as these cameras.
Can you think about, imagine an FBI agent just everyone who has access to it. By the way, they gave access to the DNC. DNC had their own terminal to do research for politicians. At one point, they were following GOP donors around the country. Yeah. I mean, and nobody cares. This report comes out every year. I'm like, take the FISA warrant ability away. Shut down the FISA court. Get rid of the NSA spy ability. And everyone's like, ah, yawn. You'll be fine if you're innocent. Well, but you're worked up over the flock camera. You'll be fine if you're innocent. No, shut it off. I mean, like, what is the disconnect here? I don't know. I don't get it.
Just yesterday, we got this email from Oconee County Sheriff's Office. The PIO there, Jimmy Watt, sent this to us, and it's a press release, and it's talking about this teenager that was shot by somebody in another vehicle. And he specifically said, using a nearby flock camera, investigators were able to identify the Hyundai as the suspect vehicle. The Hyundai was pulled over on a traffic stop at a business located on East End intersection in Seneca late Monday morning. They processed the vehicle, interviewed the people inside the vehicle, determined they had nothing to do with it, and were let go.
See, I wonder, because I know when we had Hobart Lewis, our sheriff, on about this, he talked about how shockingly fast they can find people. Like, you know, police officer gets shot, man, we got him in minutes. We can track him down with those flat cameras. We can see everywhere they went. We can just trace him back. It's like hitting rewind. Well, Lee, did they happen to say how long that took, how fast they were able to do that, or no?
Let's see. I don't see an exact thing, but it wasn't that long. I mean, now it probably wasn't immediate, since the people in the vehicle that it was identified had nothing to do with it. So apparently whoever was in the vehicle previously had done this. Somebody else was driving it. I don't understand that. That sounds a little suspect to me, but, you know, whatever. But still, that. Just like I said, at this point, and I realize this is the slipperiest of slippery slopes.
It is. I don't deny that.
But right now, to me, the benefits outweigh the risks, because I know if it were one of my kids, the grandkids, I would want every dead blame camera out there looking for them.
And fast, too.
Yes.
You know, your daughter doesn't show up for lunch. You call 911. I mean, fast. They could figure out where she is. And here's the other flip side of this, too, because I can remember my first interview with the sheriff's department about this like years ago on this show. They had caught somebody. I can't think it was like a violent assault or something, or a robbery. I can't even remember what it was. It was near downtown. And they had caught that person, not with a flock camera, but just by going down the road and pulling private security tape and following the person. So that takes longer. It's unwieldy, but they're going to do that if they don't use the flock camera to find.
And you know, many people have these doorbell cameras.
Yes, they're everywhere.
So, and those are everywhere, and many of those are already connected to law enforcement. I think you have to opt out of it with some of the systems. But, you know, that's already out there. So there are numerous ways of tracking this down. You know, if you do away with one, there will be another. So.
Yeah. At the same time, though, I can argue both sides of this. There's not many issues that I'm like this, where I'm like really passionate both ways, you know? I mean, but you look at how these cameras are used in China. There is over a billion of these cameras in China, a billion of these cameras. And they've even got stuff like billboards where, you know, you jaywalk instead of using the proper crossing, and they'll flash it up on the billboard that you've just broken the law, and then you'll get the fine sent directly to your phone, which locks down till you pay it. So that's the kind of stuff, if you leave flat cameras, that you'll have. Well, although, go ahead.
I was just going to say, speaking of communist China, and you really want to get worked up over a privacy issue, take a look at what's going on in Pennsylvania right now with their legislature about new medical legal options that they're going to have with regard to pandemics and you know, being able to look inside your home, interview your child at school without you being present, all kinds of medical things that they're doing now that post-COVID that were, you know, that we all complained about. They're codifying that into law right now in Pennsylvania. You want to take a look at that. That's a scary situation.
Yeah, I saw that. And Josh Shapiro. Yeah,
Josh Shapiro has signed off on, and this is one of the guys outside of Gavin Newsom who may be one of the people that will be running for the Democratic nomination for president.
Well, I mean, once again, I people get terribly torn up over the flock cameras, mm-hmm. but I've been telling people, look what your state legislature yes. just did in the spring mm-hmm. With basically passing a law that yeah. says that Facebook and Twitter and Instagram could be sued if they don't verify the identity of every single person using yeah. them, that they are, you know, an adult. Well, that's going to take a face scan.
Well,
and or a digital ID to be allowed to use the internet. That's the system they've set up. You good with that?
Yeah.
Well, don't send me a text about you're mad about the flock camera right. if you're good with that. Get yeah. mad at all of it is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't know why this one issue is driving people so crazy and not all of them that I've been hammering all these years. I just want to see people get riled up because it's not going to change.
I think this is because you can see yeah, a flock camera yeah. on that pole and politicians and influencers can say, look up there, see what they're doing. You need to listen to me and here's what you need to do about it.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with that. If someone said to you, hey, would you like a COVID vaccine? Would you take it? Would anyone in your family take it? Yes, I would love to have one. Thanks. Well, just between 7 and 15% of the population, that was the two statistics I found, still getting the COVID vaccine. Everybody else is like, nah, I'll pass, hard pass. Why? Because they all know a family friend, family member friend injured by it, hurt by it, or they've heard about it anecdotally or killed. We have 39,000 dead in Bears. And again, Bears, the CDC's vaccine injury tracking system, 39% of those died within 2 days of the shot. And when you have a number like 39,000 in VAERS, you have to use an algorithm to figure out how many the shot actually killed. Because it's usually somewhere between 2 and 10% of the total kill. Yeah, you do the math on that. 400,000 dead? 500,000 dead? Oh, come on, Tara. That's just an internet rumor. No, actually not. Another tranche of Fauci emails. Declassified and, whoo boy, I should say released. And in them, he's going back and forth with acting FDA commissioner Janet Woodcock, who's warning him that that she's being contacted by people in the medical field say this shot is killing people. Or people are experiencing adverse events, serious ones, the kind that are permanent. Damage. She writes that they need to hire somebody to study this. She says no one will take them seriously. No one knows how to treat them. There's been no effort to study this. And she says they need a fund. She says, of course, we need money to be made available now. She says we'll need an investigator who's interested in medical mysteries. Medical mysteries, oh my gosh. I doubt the industry, talking about the vaccine industry, would support that for obvious reasons. But my experience is, she says, that if you let a problem fester, it will come back and bite you later if you're not prepared. Fauci then forwarded that to his boss, Francis Collins, said, we cannot ignore her. We should bring in the CDC. At the time, in VAERS, there were 8,650 deaths from the COVID injection. Again, 39% of those taking place within 2 days of injection. So that could maximally be, 80,000 people, conservatively, truly actually killed by the vaccine at that point. It would later go to 39,000, which, multiply it by 10, you want to figure out how many they killed. And that's just within 2 days of the shot. What did they do? They're going back and forth. Hey, babies are dying. Yeah, I know, whatever. Hey, yeah, people are being seriously hurt by this. Medical professionals, they're trying to tell us people are dying too. What do you want to do? Oh, well, whatever. Who cares? They never did anything. In fact, they went on TV, including Woodcock. The FDA commissioner telling everyone it was safe when they're writing otherwise. So I started the segment. Do you would you take a COVID shot at this point? I bet your answer is no. You may already have, like this week. Did you get your flu shot? Emflusia is out. Emflusiva is out. We've been waiting for this. They never would say a specific date it was coming out, only that it was coming in weeks. It's out. And how do we know? People are in the hospital. Already anecdotally hearing about this from doctors. As RFK's organization, the Children's Health Defender, they write articles about adults too, is warning it is indistinguishable from the COVID vaccine in its danger profile. And by the way, completely useless. It results in many more hospitalizations from shot damage than it does from cases of the flu. And it's out. Had a doctor friend of mine send me this, and I thought I'd read it to you as a cautionary tale. What I need you to do, I can't save everybody. I can save you guys. I can save your friends and your family. Tell everybody, because 40 million poor people like lemmings are going to get the flu shot, thinking they're getting the regular flu shot they're getting every year. Some of them are going to get the Emflusiva. It is an mRNA vaccine, just like COVID. And it is incredibly dangerous. Shame on Trump, by the way, for approving this. He intervened in the process. RFK tried to kill it. Vinay Prasad tried to kill it. They knew it was dangerous. They got it stopped in its tracks, the trials, and then Trump came in, fired everybody, and reversed it. So, oh, by the way, the clinical and safety data will be collected on the first 8,000 people after the shot's given. So if you're doing this, you're a guinea pig right now. Hold on with the music. I want to read this to you. Friend, this is my doctor friend, sent me this. A friend got flu vaccine earlier this week, 24 hours later in the hospital with Guillain-Barre syndrome, fighting for life. They are all, she says, friend is paralyzed, waist down currently. Started 2 hours after flu vaccination. And she wanted to verify, you know, did he take the mRNA Emflusiva? He did. By the way, he is still in the hospital for the fourth day, fighting for his life and not out of the woods. So the family had to go back to the doctor and say, what did you give him? Because, folks, you got to understand this, okay? There's the regular flu vaccine that we've always taken. That's available, the one grown on eggs, and then the mRNA version, which is very dangerous. It's basically the COVID vaccine again, okay? If you must get a flu vaccine, and I would advise against it this year, but if you must get a flu vaccine, like your life depends on it, do not be a guinea pig. Make them show you the vial and the packaging. Make sure it's not the Emflusiva. That is the mRNA. You are taking a COVID vax, my friend. Now, for those of you who are good capitalists and say, well, come on, there's no way this company would ever put this out. They get sued into oblivion. No, they won't. The reason the second mRNA vaccine was put out for the flu is because the flu is one of the few things that has blanket immunity. It was given by Congress decades ago. So if you die or get seriously hurt, guess who doesn't have to pay? Pharmaceutical company. Yeah, you have to apply for reimbursement from a government fund and they don't pay jack. You're going to be bankrupted by this thing. You know what a solution is? Don't get the flu vaccine. Do not listen to your doctor on this. They will have no clue what they are talking about unless they listen to this show. They'll tell you, oh, it's fine. It's great. No, don't take the Emflusiva. Folks, you need to take the old-fashioned flu vaccine. Make sure it is the old-fashioned flu vaccine. Tell everyone you know, because, folks, I'm scared of that. 40 million people get this every year. You know what they're going to do, don't you? No, you can already see it. People are going to come in. Doc's going to say, hey, you got a flu vaccine last year. You want another one this year? Yeah, sure. Hey, we got this more effective one. You want that? Sure. No one's going to have any idea they're putting an mRNA shot in their arm for the second time. We're going to, folks, it's going to be mass death. It's going to be, it's going to be videos of people in the hospital severely wounded, people with neurological damage, people like this guy paralyzed right here in the upstate. So tell everyone you know, especially you got that elderly loved one, they are going to be pushing this on them like drug pushers because it's 50 plus. Don't take it. Not worth it. Incredible statistic from the Trump Department of Education. Linda McMahon, Education Secretary. I meant to do more on this the other day. I've just been wrapped up in the election. One in 10 kids will be sexually molested at school before finishing high school. Let me repeat that because I had a double down. Did I read that wrong? 1 in 10 kids will be sexually molested before finishing high school. And they mean at school. So this doesn't count if they're, you know, molested some other way, weird neighbor, weird uncle, something like that. Soccer coach, you know, after school activity. No, this is in school. 1 in 10 will be sexually molested before finishing school. Linda McMahon warned that this is, and by the way, this is not the first time this study has been done. We've covered a similar version in the past where school system reporting systems from around the country will catch this. And a lot of the cases are, you know, they didn't have enough information to charge somebody, or the victim wasn't willing to cooperate, so there's no charges, and that's why it doesn't show. But what they were trying to get at is the true number here. Take a listen.
This stat will probably blow your mind. It did mine. You know, 1 in 10 children, statistics show 1 in 10 children before they finish high school will have be sexually molested in school.
Where did that stat come from? Did you do a study?
Yes, we did a study, and it came from, you know, the general education statistics that were afforded to us. And so what happens is, the teachers don't get, or sometimes it's faculty, and sometimes, you know, the staff that's working in the schools. And instead of firing those teachers just get sent to another school, and it's not part of their record or anything. So we have really been cracking down on that as well.
Well, that's good, but parents need to be aware of this. Had a teacher move down to Florida from the upstate, found out he's abusing kids down there. He was at a middle school here. I mean, I swear it's like every other day. And I guarantee they don't even get a tenth of what's going on. Anyway, I brought this up because I sent this to my son. Got one of my children now who is not homeschooled, so he's actually in, you know, in a physical school. 1 in 10 kids will be sexually molested. What is the best thing to do with kids? If so many parents don't do this, send them the article. Read it with them. Make them aware of this. And you know, my son is 14. He's a smart guy, but teachers are still stronger than he is. So are staff. So I was saying, look, you got to be aware of this in our family rules. We have family rules. You are not to be alone with a teacher ever or a staff member. And if someone says, you know, hey, come with me to go, you can politely explain, like just be very polite. Hey, you know, our family rule, my family rule is I can't be alone with an adult at school. You know, and a good, responsible person will not want to be alone with your child. They don't want that. Just, you know, not a good position to put yourself in and lead to all kinds of problems. He said, she said, whatever. But I said, no. A teacher says, hey, come on in here. I'll show you. No, I'm sorry, not allowed to do that. That'll solve half the problem. Then you have to have a conversation with younger kids about what is appropriate, what's inappropriate. Taking your clothes off is never appropriate. Somebody touching you here and there, not ever appropriate. That's bad. Scream, yell, run away. And you need to talk to them about other kids abusing them too. I saw a documentary on that once. It's the incredible amount of child sex abuse by other children. It was absolutely shocking. Vince Coakley, who used to be on the station, was talking about it. I went and watched the documentary, and especially boys on boys, incredible, like 12-year-old boys and 9-year-old boys and spreading through whole neighborhoods. And just, I had no idea the epidemic of child sex abuse. And the documentary was talking about how the first age on average that sex offenders are arrested is 19. And that's because they've been doing this their whole childhood. Someone abused them when they were 9 and the other boy was 12. And so that's just been what they've been doing for years. And, you know, when they were 16 and 17, it was called in our society, unfortunately, a relationship. Now it's not. Now it's abuse. There was somebody underage. So watch your kids' friends. A lot of people think they got their kids in the neighborhood, the older kids. Yeah, you got to watch that. But 1 in 10 kids sexually molested before school. I know we can get that number down, you know, just by making our kids wiser. Just simple rules. Never alone with an adult. You don't. And I've always told my kids this too. You don't have to obey every adult. Not if they're asking you something that's wrong and here are the wrong things someone might ask you. You do not have to obey them. In fact, you shouldn't obey them. So just simple conversations that people can have, just make you just make that child aware of the fact they may be manipulated and make a huge difference, I think. But man, that's dead. I'm not surprised by it, though. I'm not. Okay. Tara, can you provide the website where that's from? Yes, it's the article is in the New York Post. I'll send you the link. 1 in 10 kids will be sexually molested. New York Post, you put that in. It should come right up. But parents, grandparents, you need to talk about this. And I'm shocked by how many parents don't. I had a conversation with a Word listener one time who was a soccer coach. It was at a birthday party. I bumped into him and listened to the show, and so we started talking. He was a soccer coach, and he said, you would not believe. He said, I coach soccer. Like, how many parents just pull up in their nice cars, drop their kid off, and then just take off? And he's like, I do whatever I want with your kid for the next hour. You just dropped him off, and I just volunteer for the rec league. I mean, like, what are you thinking? It blew him away. Texter writes, great advice on what we should all be telling our kids. When I taught in a Catholic school, we were required to watch a video by an inmate in how they'd groom our kids. It was eye-opening. Another texter writes, Tara, what you are saying is right. I get really nervous when I'm in a public restroom and a child comes in. Who knows what their parents might accuse you of. Yes, any responsible adult's going to be like, you know, I don't want to be alone with any child. And I hate to say it, especially men. It goes for women, too, but especially men. Texter writes, Tira, is the mRNA flu vaccine for those over 50 a way of killing old people off to save Social Security for lazy Americans and illegal immigrants? I don't know. All I know is it's dangerous as heck. RFK, God bless him, did everything he could to stop it. They skipped the safety profile almost completely, not totally, but almost completely, and put it out on the market. And you cannot take it. You can't. Don't take it. I'm getting texts from people. It's one person, I guess, who works in a pharmacy. So many people in the pharmacy I work at are asking for COVID and the new MMR flu shot. Yeah. People. A fool born every day. A lot of them live in Myrtle Beach. The benefits of flat cameras are easy to understand, Joseph writes to me. But if criminals were actually fairly punished, flat cameras wouldn't be necessary. Brandon Wright, speaking of the flat cameras, makes me think of the Minority Report movie. Yeah, I know. It can go in a very bad direction very fast. Texter writes, our world is pretty flocked up right now. Yes, I would agree with that. Another texter writes, somebody misunderstanding completely what I was saying there. Very disappointed you support 24/7 mass surveillance. I do not. That was my point, actually. Not sure how that fits in with being a conservative. And Brandon, defending me, says her point is you are already being surveilled. Not that she's okay with it. If you're okay with being tracked through your phone and other ways, then why are you now upset about flock cameras? Texter writes, Tara, nursing homes still continue to give COVID booster shots to their elderly patients. And folks, we really need to study these shots, including the new flu one that is now out and being given in the upstate, the Mflusiva. Do not take it unless you want to be a guinea pig. You're willing to donate your body for science. Texter writes, before I retired, I was assistant superintendent of human resources in a large school district in another state. You would not believe the number of sexual misconduct cases I dealt with every year. One was a 40-plus-year-old female with a 15-year-old student. It was rampant then. It was rampant then, and it was 20 years ago. I would love to know from that person, like, were there a large number of those, as Linda McMahon is saying, that because they didn't result in charges, nobody ever heard about? I'm curious. Texter writes, Tara, this disastrous election is probably the biggest reason why you guys at Word need affiliates in other parts of the state. Texter writes, hey, Tara, we need to be broadcast statewide because of all the counties that got you voted for the real conservative. Texter writes, Okay, no, I read that one. Tara, did you know that your iPhone has a function that can scan the chip in your passport and create a digital ID? Yes, I did. We've talked about that before. Yeah, right there. You can create your own digital ID, which they highly encourage you to do. It is a government-issued internet usage license, or at least it becomes one when you enter it in. Texter writes, Tara, this is how the police state starts, talking about flat cameras. Another texter writes, what's wild about them scanning your license plate, documenting you were there. What's wild is you don't even own your license plate. You rent it from the DMV. Texter writes, your TV and cell phones are items you control, not the government. Unplugging the TV or leave the cell phone at home. Texter writes, Tara, drop a piece of trash in China and see what happens. They are spotless. It's all caught on camera. Chinese Communist Party, who's bragged they have eliminated crime. There is no more crime there. I believe them. I'm sure there's occasional domestic violence and murder, but they say, you know, no, it all gets caught on the camera. We got it all. Nobody does it. They do, they disappear. Texter writes, if we had flock cameras in the 80s and the 90s, there wouldn't be programs like Unsolved Mysteries and America's Most Wanted. Well, you know what I think about that, though? I think there are maniacs out there that are going to kill the first time. They can't help it. They have to do it. But where it makes a difference is the second time. There ain't going to be a second time with these cameras. Texter writes, on the flip side of the flock cameras, so they detained people that weren't involved in the crime, Lee was discussing this, for a day. Well, that's just great. Another one says, Tara, people are against flock cameras until it could help them. Yet, you know when you're not going to be against a flock camera? I'm not defending them. I'm just saying flip side. When your daughter goes missing and you want her found right away. And then you're going to really want a flock camera. You're going to think, what was I thinking? Just the flip side. And finally, Texter makes a great point on the other side of this. Can you imagine COVID lockdowns with these cameras? They could use them to surveil. Yeah, see, that's a great point. COVID lockdown plus surveillance. Total surveillance state.